Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." What was happening was there was this big crowd that was surrounding Jesus, and he was teaching the people, and the children were trying to come to him, and the disciples, thinking they were doing a good thing, were keeping the children from coming to him. But Jesus responded, "Don't stop the children from coming to me, because the kingdom of heaven belongs to those who are like these children." Right. If we want to understand the things of heaven and we want to understand entering in to God's kingdom, we have to look through the lens of a child. So I want to talk to you for the next couple weeks with a message called "Like a Child." Look at somebody and say, "Like a child." Like a child. A few years back, I was attempting to learn a new language. And the thing about learning a new language is you have to be humble. You are going to be humbled if you're going to learn a new language, because you have to become like a little child. Your sentences are going to be small. Your vocabulary is small. Your understanding of the language is small. And so you sound like a little child. It's not going to sound sophisticated. You're not going to sound intelligent. You're not going to sound clever. You're going to sound like a child. And it's humbling, after being an adult and knowing how to speak, to go back to sounding like a child. The journey to faith is like that. It's like becoming like a child. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John 3:3, he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." So if you want to see the kingdom of God, you have to be born again. Giving your life to Christ is being born. It's like being born again, right? And then you're like a child on this journey of faith, or hopefully you're like a child, because you can't come to him with pride, you thinking that you know it all. You have to come to him humble, with repentance, right? Unless you have faith like a child, you cannot enter. You can't get into heaven with pride. You can't get into heaven with a bunch of crazy ideas in your head. You have to come to him like a child. Childlike faith. Apostle Paul said in Philippians 3:8, he said, "Yes, everything else is worthless when compared to the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so I could gain Christ." What are you willing to put down to gain Christ? What are you willing to discard today to gain Christ? I count everything I know as garbage in comparison to the knowledge of Christ Jesus. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Maybe you know a lot of things. Maybe you're super smart. I have a news flash for you today. That doesn't impress God. What impresses God is childlike faith. That's what Jesus said. Are the type of people that would enter into his kingdom are people that have faith like a child. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:27, he said, "Instead, God chooses things that the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chooses things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful." So God is not looking for someone that thinks they're wise. He's looking for someone that recognizes they don't know everything, who's willing to become humble and have faith like a child. He's not looking for someone that appears powerful, that looks like they have it all together, that's very capable. He's looking for someone that even in their weak moments, he can show himself strong. Jesus prayed this prayer in Matthew 11:25. He said, "O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, thank you for hiding these things from those who think themselves wise and clever, and revealing them to the childlike." It's this ongoing theme where Jesus is trying to expose this important truth that it needs to be simple. It's a simple faith. It's faith like a child. Still, at another point, Jesus was teaching in Matthew 18, and he said, Jesus called a little child to him and put the child among them. And then he said, "I tell you the truth, unless you turn from your sins and become like little children, you'll never get into the kingdom of heaven." The two things he said. He said, turn from your sin, repent from your sin, and become like little children. If you want to enter in. How many want to enter in? I don't know about you. I want to enter in. So what Jesus told us, what he challenged us, is to repent of our sins and become like little children. Well, let's take a step back. And what does that word sin mean? Sin, simply stated, is disobedience to God. It's not something complicated. It's not something super religious. It's not religious jargon. It is simply disobedience to God. That's what sin is. Imagine if you're a parent and your child doesn't do what you tell them to do. That's disobedience, right? And you have kind of two types of disobedience, right? You have the child that doesn't really know, they're not really realizing that they're disobeying. And then you have the child that knows exactly what they're doing and they do it anyways. They know that they're disobeying and they do it anyways. And so kind of two different types of disobedience. And as a parent, we have more grace for the child that doesn't realize they did the wrong thing. But we're more strict with the child that is disobeying on purpose. Sin is like that. Sin is when we disobey our Heavenly Father. It's when we don't do what He told us to do. Sin is when we go against the commands of God. And here's the problem. See, sin separates us. God doesn't separate Himself from us, but sin, rather, separates us. Our decision to sin. Sometimes our choices, when we choose to sin, we're separating ourselves from God. But also, thank God, we can choose Jesus and we can be reconnected to God. We can come close to God now through making the choice to move in the direction of Jesus. Follow the commands of Jesus. Believe in Jesus. So Jesus is trying to show us here. He said, repent of your sins and become like little children. He's trying to show us to strip away everything that would separate us from God. Strip away all the things that are unlike God until we make it simple again. Strip away the sin. Strip away the disobedience. Strip away the other stuff that has gotten in the way. Strip away the things that complicate your faith journey. This is how we should approach the Father. By stripping away all the other things that cause things to be complicated. Strip away the other ideas. Strip away the secular philosophies. Strip away the sophisticated secular so-called wisdom and make it simple again. Look at somebody and say, make it simple. Make it simple again. If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, have faith like a child. If you want to truly follow Jesus, have faith like a child. Matthew 18:4. Jesus said, so anyone who becomes as humble as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom. Whoever becomes humble like this little child is the greatest. So the faith journey is about being humble. Humble like a child. Approach the faith with wonder. Approach God with awe. I'm careful of spiritual know-it-alls. I don't want to be around them. I don't have anything to do with that. Why? Because it's about being humble. It's about being a spiritual learner. I'm drawn to spiritual learners, people that are hungry to learn new things about God, that are humble enough to learn something new. We should always be disciples. Even when we're teachers, we should always be learners as well. Be humble, like a child. James 4:6, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Wow. So I want to be humble because that's when I receive grace. God gives grace to the humble. The humble person is the one that receives grace, not the proud person, not the one that thinks they know it all about religion, that they've understood it all about how Christianity works. No, it's the humble person that receives the grace of God. Paul said this to the Corinthians. He said, I don't want you to be tricked by the enemy and lose the purity of your faith. Isn't that essentially what Adam and Eve lost in the garden? They lost the purity of their faith and sin separated them. But Paul said, I don't want you to be tricked by the enemy and lose the purity of your faith. Childlike faith is pure. It's simple. Paul said, don't lose that simplicity. You can look around on the internet and you can find lots of teachings that are complicated, complex. And if Paul were standing here today, I'm sure that he would say, you've lost the purity of the faith. You've lost the simplicity of the gospel. Jesus urges us to return to a simple, humble, childlike faith. And this is how we enter in. This is how we enter into whatever God's doing. This is how we enter into the kingdom of heaven. This is how we enter in, by having faith like a child. There's something to be said about simplicity. Jesus taught a simple gospel. Jesus taught about a farmer. It's like a shepherd. It's like a lost sheep. It's like a lost coin. So he taught in a way that the common person could understand. There's something to be said about simplicity and stripping away everything except what's necessary. A child has no extra baggage. When they're young, a child has no extra knowledge. For the most part, a child only has the essential knowledge that they need to do simple things. They've only had time enough to learn the basics, the fundamentals. Jesus said, become like that. Keep going back to the basics. When I was learning basketball, I was just impressed by how at the camps when you would go to, they would always take you back to the fundamentals. It always take you back to the basics. Look at somebody say, you have to focus on the basics. Keep it simple. Our world loves to make things complex, complicated. But rather, Jesus wants us to become like a child. Have faith like a child. Be humble like a child. Jesus taught the people to call God Father. Again, a childlike relationship with God. He said, call him Father. Matthew 6:9, he said, pray like this. When you communicate with God, think of him in this terminology, as a father. He said, pray like this. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. Jesus further explained in the book of John, John 5:19, he said, I tell you the truth. The Son can do nothing by himself. Again, a father-child relationship. He does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does. Over and over, Jesus reiterating the fact, we have a relationship. We're meant to have a relationship with God as the Father, to approach Him with a childlike faith. He was teaching us to become like a child, following the Father, praying to the Father, connecting to and depending on a relationship with the Father. So faith, like a child, is about getting back to the basics of following the Father and stripping away everything else. When I was younger, as a child, I grew up in a family of ministry people and lots of pastors, and I got a chance to see a lot of church-related stuff as I grew up. And some of it was good and some of it was not. And I looked and said, you know, if I ever do this, I'm going to strip away all the unnecessary stuff and get back to the basics of what Jesus said. There's something powerful about stripping away anything else in your life, man's traditions, routines, stuff you picked up along the way, something you thought was cool that you saw on a TV show. Strip away everything except the things that you actually need. The Apostle Paul said in Hebrews 12:1, he says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. So it's all about this. It's all about the race God has given us. It's not about the other stuff. Not about the stuff on the sidelines. It's not about what you can carry with you. But it's about stripping away so that we can run a race. Strip away what weighs you down so you can run with endurance. How many know if you got extra stuff and you're running, it's going to weigh you down? Everything, every extra pound is going to weigh you down. So Paul gives us some great advice, a faith challenge. It's a great revelation. Strip away everything that could weigh you down. Think about that in your prayer time this week. Is there something I need to strip away? Strip away everything that could weigh me down. Strip away everything that can weigh you down. If you're running a marathon, I think about these marathon runners. They don't carry anything extra. They strip everything down. They're going to wear the smallest, lightest pants that they can wear. Shorts, even. They're wearing the lightest shirt they can wear. They're wearing the lightest shoes they can wear. Right. Forget putting stuff in your pockets. They don't even have pockets. Because they've studied the science of stripping everything away that could cause them to not be able to run with endurance. Look at somebody and say, strip away. So our objective is to please the Father and to run a race that pleases the Father. Interact with people in a way that pleases the Father. Live out our purpose in a way that pleases the Father. So we're going to need to strip away the things that get in the way of that. Things that get in the way of pleasing Him. That is faith like a child. I want to please the Father. I want more than anything to remove anything that would cause me to not be able to please the Father. It's simple, but it's hard work. And it's hard work to keep it simple. Life gets complicated all on its own. From the moment we're born, people are throwing stuff at us, and the older that we get, we have all these complicated aspects going on in our life. So the challenge is to make it simple again. Don't complicate faith. Don't turn it into a formula. It's about approaching God as a father. Approaching God like a child. It's hard work. It's the hard work of faith to keep things simple. So what can we pray today? What can we walk away with today? What thought, what action can we take? Just this. Strip away. Strip away everything that gets in the way of your faith journey. I'm not here to tell you exactly what that is. You got to find out what that is. In your prayer closet, as you're praying this week, as you're driving back and forth doing what you got to do, pray that prayer. God, what is it that I need to strip away so that I can run my race? So I can run a race that pleases you. What can we meditate this week? What can we pray about this week? God, show me what to strip away so I can have faith like a child. When you tell something to a child that's never been disappointed before, they 100% believe everything you say. We come to the Father. We have to come to the Father with a faith that says, I believe in your word. I believe all things are possible. I'm not putting my doubt on the top of it. I'm not putting some ideas or excuses on the top of it. I'm taking him at his word. I'm approaching him with childlike faith. That's my prayer for us, that we would all have faith like a child. Will you bow your head with me? God, I thank you for each and every person that's here. God, thank you that you've allowed us to come here today and hear this message and be challenged to have faith like a child. There's so many things in this life that we can get distracted with. There's so many ideas and concepts that we can put on the top. But God, you're challenging us to strip all that away and just get back to the words that bring life. You said, don't add anything, don't take anything away from your word. Just obey. God, give us a hunger for your word. Give us a hunger to obey your word. Give us a hunger to please you. And help us make it simple again. As heads are bowed and eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be in my faith walk today. I need to reconnect with him. Or maybe you say, I need to connect with him for the first time. Either one of those. If that's you, slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today, right where you are. Amen. 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 There's something about saying yes to Jesus. There's something about saying, I know I need him in my life. I know I can't do it my way anymore. If that's you, slip up your hand. I want to pray with you. Amen. Amen. Thank you for being bold. If you slipped up your hand, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can say this prayer with us. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross to forgive me of my sins. I'm sorry, Lord, for the times I did the wrong thing. For the times I disobeyed your word. For the times I sinned. I'm asking for your forgiveness today. I need you to help me live a life that pleases the Father. Help me follow your commands. Help me hunger and thirst to do the right thing. In Jesus' name, everybody said, come on, let's give God the praise today.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.